Detroit Lions football game day on the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Brought to you in part by Ford Motor Company, the Sam Bernstein Law Firm, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, Blue Care Network, Xfinity from Comcast, Henry Ford Health System, Bud Light, McDonald's, ABC Warehouse, Consumers Energy Business Solutions, Blue Diamond Almonds, 5-Hour Energy, and Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men. Today's game is brought to you locally by Citizens Bank, U.S. Park, Crown Royal, Lucido Fine Jewelry, Flagstar Bank, Buddy's Pizza, Protexcel, the University of Toledo, Health Plus of Michigan, O'Reilly Auto Parts, and Crittenden Hospital Medical Center.
From Ford Field, Dan Miller, Jim Brandstetter, and Tony Ortiz.
Getting set for the 164th meeting between these two franchises. The Packers have won 20 of the last 23 get-togethers overall. Straight to the field for the coin toss, brought to you by Lucido Fine Jewelers. For Metro Detroit's most beautiful engagement rings, our referee for today is Ron Winter. Down there directing traffic, getting captains set on both sides.
Gentlemen, we have a special military appreciation coin. The logo USAA represents heads. The shield represents tails. Green Bay, it's your choice. Who's going to make the call, please? Do you call tails? It is heads. Detroit, wish to receive? Which way do you want to? Which goal do you want to defend? Turn around, please.
Lions win the toss. They'll get the football first. They'll be moving right to left across your radio dial when we get underway. Right now from the broadcast booth to the field, Tony Ortiz standing by.
Dan and Jim, during the pregame show, we talked about the importance of today's game for the Lions, who at 4-5 desperately need a win over the Packers to stay in the chase for the final wild card spot in the NFC. Had a chance to ask quarterback Matthew Stafford if that brings with it a greater sense of urgency today for Detroit.
You know, there should be a sense of urgency every time you step on the field. You know, you only get 16 opportunities every year, and you know, you got to take advantage of them. And we're taking it one game at a time. I know it's cliche to say, but that's all you can do at this point. And go out and try and put a good performance, you know, out there on Sunday.
And guys, the offense has a chance to get off to a very good start today, and they'll need it. They've been outscored 53-28 in the first quarters of games so far this season.
All right, Tony, thank you very much. The Lions have trailed at halftime in 8 of 9 games this season, so they'll have to find some way to reverse that trend. Brandy, this is not a football team you want to try to come from behind against in Green Bay.
No, Green Bay's a solid football team with a veteran quarterback offensively. They can do a lot of things. You want to put the pressure on them. You want to put them in an uncomfortable situation. The way to do that is to get up early.
Mason Crosby set to kick it off for the Packers. Opening kickoff brought to you by the new 2013 Ford F-150 with EcoBoost. Here's the kickoff, 8 yards deep for Stephon Logan, who takes a knee, and the touchback. The Lions will take over first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Out comes Matthew Stafford and that Lions offense. So many times early in games this year, it's been a multitude of things that have hurt them. It's been a penalty, it's been a negative play, it's been a drop pass, it's been an inaccurate pass. Just need to get everything going in the right direction. We know by the yards they put up they're capable. It just hasn't translated.
The big matchup today is over there on the right defensive side. Desmond Moses in for Clay Matthews, one of their best pass rushers. Lions have to take advantage of Moses.
Pack come out with 5 defensive backs. Stafford's going to roll right, sets and throws. Got Pettigrew at the 22-yard line, and he's driven out right there by Morgan Burnett. It's going to be a gain of 3 on the play. It'll bring up 2nd down and 7.
They go with a hard run action fake and first down throw. That I like on first down, and they go no huddle. So the Lions are trying to get aggressive offensively.
They go straight to the line on 2nd and 7. Stafford looking out over that defense, empty backfield. He operates from the gun. 4-man rush for the Pack. Stafford sets and throws. Wanted Pettigrew, hit him in the hands, but it's knocked away. Nice play defensively by Casey Hayward to knock it out of there. Incomplete. It'll bring up 3rd and 7.
That's the one that you want Brandon Pettigrew to catch. It's there. Now, Hayward makes a good play there, second-round draft pick out of Vanderbilt, but that's one you'd like Brandon to hold on to.
Lions straight to the line again on 3rd down and 7 from their own 23, opening possession of the game. Stafford back, looks, throws, crossing, caught. Calvin at the 25. He lost the football. It's free on the ground. And they're going to say incomplete pass. Casey Hayward there. Two plays for him during that opening series to drop Calvin immediately, and he didn't hang on. Would not have been a first down anyway at the 25-yard line.
And that, to me, was the problem. Is you run a crossing route. If you're going to run a crossing route with Calvin, you know, get him 7 or 8 yards deep. Get him up near that first down stake. He was 5 yards away when the ball arrived.
Nick Harris, the punt, Randall Cobb back deep. Very dangerous return man for the Pack. Harris angles it to his right side, the left of the return man, Cobb, and it goes out of bounds. Question, where did it cross? And they will say at the 39-yard line, so the Packers will take over at their own 39 after a 38-yard punt. We're scoreless here in the first quarter, which is brought to you by the Sam Bernstein Law Firm. Injured? Call 1-800-CALL-SAM and get the Bernstein advantage today. So here comes Aaron Rodgers. Now, all he has done, Brandon,
you
in his last 19 games in a dome.
You don't have enough time.
He's put together a 117 quarterback rating, 47 TDs, 7 interceptions. And they come out in a 4-receiver set. Cobb, Jones, Nelson, Driver all in there, no backs. Rodgers out of the gun, takes, looks left, throws left, little flare left side, got it complete. It is Cobb with it across the 40 to the 44-yard line, gain of 5. It'll be 2nd and 5 coming up. Drayton Florence getting the start for the Lions, back in there after being activated.
Drayton Florence is not going to be continuing on in the game because they're, I think, going to take him out. He looks a little woozy. We had a conversation in the pregame about, you know, concussions and possible head injuries, and I think you've seen right now Drayton Florence on his first play get a little bit of a bell rung, so he's going to come over and have to go through those concussion protocols.
Jonte Green comes in. Florence just activated this week. One play and out being looked at by the medical staff. 2nd and 5 for the Packers from their own 44. Under center, it's Rodgers with a take. Goes left side. Handoff goes to Starks. Starks gets across the 45. Out to the 48, close to the 49-yard line. Very close to first down yardage will depend upon the spot. And it is a first down. They'll mark him down at the 50. It's a gain of 6. DeAndre Levy the tackle.
Well, Levy got there, but Starks is a big, powerful back, 218 pounds. Actually got about 2-3 yards after contact there, which helped him get the first down yardage.
1st and 10 Packers from midfield. Offset eye, power right. Rodgers up under center, takes, turns, gives the start, straight up the gut, net in the hole, and drop. Short gain down to the 47-yard line. They'll give him the 46 on the spot. It's a 4-yard gain. Eric Coleman came up from his safety position to make the tackle.
Well, and that's what the Packers love to see. You run a running play over your right guard, and the safety for the defense is up there. You know that you've already got the defense thinking run. So now you do what you do best, and this is what Aaron Rodgers does best. Run action pass.
2nd and 6. 2 receivers left, 1 right. Rodgers out of the gun, starts to his right. 4-man front for the Lions. Long count. Now Rodgers takes, fakes the inside give. Rolling right, looking. Throws on the run, incomplete, in and out of the hands of Jordy Nelson down at the Lions 37-yard line. It'll bring up now 3rd down and 6.
And there's Rodgers again and what he brings to the table. His mobility, Dan. Aaron Rodgers is a guy, you know, you look at him and you say, great pocket passer, great accuracy, all that stuff. What I think is underrated about him, his feet, his ability to get out of the pocket and make plays and extend plays with his feet.
3rd and 6, the crowd up and making noise. The Lions defense trying to get off the field, out of the gun. It's Rodgers. Lions showing blitz. Flag down, play is dead. Were they drawn off or did they jump off sides? Yep, it's going to go against the Packers.
False start. Offense number 62. 5-yard penalty. Remains 3rd down.
Evan Dietrich Smith called for the penalty. This crowd is loud. Makes a big difference when you're on offense trying to call those signals.
Absolutely. Remember the Monday night game a year ago when the Bears could hardly get out of their own way and had so many false starts? Well, this crowd could very well be that 12th man in today's game, too.
Turns it into a 3rd down and 11 for the Pack. Again, the crowd making noise. 4-man front for the Lions. Rodgers will operate from the gun. Scrimmages from his own 49. 3rd and 11. Rodgers takes, back to pass. Pressure comes from Sue. They set up a middle screen. It's incomplete. Alex Green, the intended target, but there was a lot of traffic there, and the Packers will have to punt it away.
Well, first of all, great job by Cliff Averill reading the screen, getting right in the middle of it, and Ndamukong Suh. Ndamukong Suh got upfield real fast into the face of Aaron Rodgers and blew the timing up of that screen look.
Tim Maste on the punt for Green Bay. Stephon Logan standing on the 9-yard line to our right. Maste's got it. Drives it with his right leg. It will hit at the 11-yard line and take a Packer bounce to a waiting Packer special teamer inside the 5 and down at the 2-yard line. Jarrett Bush does a great job to go down there and down it. 48-yard punt. Lions backed up in a scoreless game. It'll be 1st and 10 at their own 2. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
There are nearly 1,700 players in the NFL. There are over 2,000 reported injuries each season. And of the 32 physician groups that take care of these professional athletes, only one can be found in your neighborhood. The Henry Ford Medical Group. With over 1,000 doctors and researchers in more than 40 specialties, our physicians make up one of the leading group practices in the country and are proud to be the team physicians for the Detroit Lions. And whether you're injured on the gridiron or in the backyard, Henry Ford Medical Group physicians are experts at getting you back on your feet and in the game. So go where the pros go. Call 1-800-HENRY-FORD for an appointment or go to henryford.com. We're the Henry Ford Medical Group. When others can't, we can.
1-800-CALL-SAM, home of the Bernstein Advantage. Let me tell you about Bernstein Advantage number 7, hustle and hard work. I love hustle and hard work. That's why this may be my favorite Bernstein Advantage. It's not enough to be smart about the law. You've got to bring it every day. And the Bernsteins do just that. They're relentless. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get Bernstein Advantage number 7, hustle and hard work. And get all the other Bernstein Advantages you need by calling 1-800-CALL-SAM.
Celebrate football's biggest moments with Crown Royal and crown the great moments of football. Please drink responsibly.
Statistician Mike Bratton makes a point there, Brandy. Reminds you a little bit of last week. Field position worked against the Lions for the entire game, and right away this one is kind of tilted in the Pack's favor. So the Lions have it 1st and 10 from their own 2.
Real simple way to fix that. You create field position yourself. And this offense has to get out from under their own goal line by getting a couple, 3 first downs.
Riley Reiff in the game. The Lions go big. Stafford up under center. Lone back, LeSure. Stafford takes, turns, gives to LeSure. Goes left. Gets out to the 4-yard line. Picks up 2 on the play. Bring up 2nd down and 8. Let's get out on the sidelines. Tony Ortiz, T.O.
Guys, Drayton Florence went through the testing with the training staff down here on the sideline. He has since rejoined his position group with Coach Tim Walton. They did not take his helmet away. He is eligible to go back out there in the game the next time the Lions defense has the ball.
All right, Tony, thank you. Good news on the injury front early for the Lions. 2nd down and 8. They've got it at their own 4-yard line. Again, Stafford up under center. Lone back, LeSure. Heller in motion from right to left. Stafford takes, wants to throw. Looks, does, got a complete. Titus Young, nope, dropped it. Had it at the 15-yard line. Devon House got a hand in there to help knock it away. But again, it's one of those passes, Brandy. It's right there. You've got to find a way to hang on to that. That's the difference between 3rd and 8 from your 4 and 1st and 10 from your 16.
And you know what a huge difference that is? That's 4 more downs. Now you're stuck. You've got to get a 1st down here on 1 play and maintain possession, so that you can get the ball out from under your own goalposts and turn that field position battle around.
Kevin Smith into the game for the Lions on 3rd and 8 from their own 4. Stafford out of the gun, standing a yard deep in his end zone. Packers send 4. Stafford back and looking, throws incomplete, wide of Tony Scheffler, his intended target, who was open at the 15. That's one I think Matthew Stafford would like to have back, because Scheffler came wide open.
Yep, and that's 2 3-and-outs for the Lions. And again, we talk about this, slow starts, and we talked about it on the pregame. And yet here they are, 2 possessions, 6 offensive plays, and 2 punts.
Now you have to be careful of the punt here. Cop back deep, Harris heels right against the back of that end zone, drives it. Contact in the end zone, no flag. Cobb makes the fair catch at the 48-yard line of Detroit, and that's where Green Bay will take over, a 44-yard punt. And the Packers have it back. Scoreless game, 11:24 to go first quarter. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
They say, given you shall receive. And at McDonald's, that's actually true. Make at least a $10 Arch Card purchase for the special someone's in your life and get a free medium McCafe drink for yourself. After all, no good deed should go unrewarded, especially when the reward's so tasty.
Purchase $10 worth of McDonald's Arch Cards for anyone on your list and enjoy a free medium McCafe drink of your choice. For a limited time at participating McDonald's, terms and conditions apply.
Honey?
Yeah?
Be honest.
Okay.
Do you love me solely because of my devastating good looks?
Yes.
But what about my brain?
Eh.
How about now?
Wow.
A veritable feast all ordered off McDonald's dollar menu.
A beefy McDouble sandwich, fruit and yogurt parfait, a refreshing sweet tea.
All delicious and only a buck each.
I was so wrong, honey.
That's all right.
Now I do love you for your brain.
And my dimpled chin.
Eh.
McDonald's dollar menu. The simple joy of being smart. I participate in McDonald's, a la carte only.
I travel a couple times a week for business. My coworkers often ask me, how do you stay so relaxed and worry-free when you travel? I tell them it all starts with parking my car at U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. There's something to be said for being worry-free, you know, like a good home security system or a reliable car or your favorite restaurant. Well, U.S. Park is my worry-free parking when I travel in and out of Metro Airport. It makes the rest of my travel so much easier, and for $8 a day, it makes for a worry-free budget as well.
U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. Click on us-park.com. To get your $8 day coupon.
Listen up, everybody. If you've been injured, call 1-800-CALL-SAM. Put the Bernstein Advantage to work for you today. Best call you'll ever make. 1-800-CALL-SAM.
Today's game is brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, official health care of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. Today's Bell Tire first half contestant is Cindy Dreffs from Whitmore Lake. If the Lions score a touchdown this half, well, then Cindy will win a $100 gift card and Lions jersey courtesy of Bell Tire. Go to belltire.com, click the touchdown contest promotion button. Out of the gun, taking the inside handoff, it's Randall Cobb, the receiver, also plays some running back for this team. Does a nice job there, running from the line of scrimmage to 48, inside the 45, and down close to the 44 before he's dropped by Sammy Hill. So 4 yard gain, second and six coming up.
Cliff Averill took an inside route on T.J. Lang, their right tackle. And he just got tackled, and there was no call. He'd have had a tackle in the backfield if he weren't held.
Second down and six, up under center this time. It's Rodgers. Turns, gives to Starks, trying to get outside. Finds a cutback lane, gets the first down, or very close to it. Down inside the 40 to the 38-yard line. Nice block by T.J. Lang out of Eastern Michigan. Birmingham brother Rice back, certainly playing in front of some family.
Well, and that's a play right there where Cliff Averill does a nice job of setting the edge, and he forces the ball carrier back inside. That's what you're supposed to do. And what you need from the Lion defense there is inside-out pressure from your linebackers. Didn't get it that time from the linebackers.
Offset eye. It's Kuhn in front of Starks on third down and less than one. Rodgers, long count at the line. Now he backs out, turns, barks out signals to his backs. Play clock down to three. Down to two, down to one. They get it off. Give it to Starks, trying to get outside, does, and gets the first down.
Averill again in the backfield, just couldn't complete the play. He let Starks bounce it wide and get outside of him, but boy, Averill had him dead to rights, probably about a yard and a half deep.
Forced him to Justin Durant, who could not close the edge quick enough, and Starks is able to get the 2 yards for the first down. Pack has it now. First and 10 at the Lion 37. Scoreless game. 9:50 to go first quarter. Drayton Florence back into the game for the Lions at cornerback after being shaken up earlier.
Really young in for Averill at left defensive end.
Rodgers out of the gun. Takes the snap. Wants to throw. Rolling left. Setting. Flag down. Throws. Got a complete Cobb. Left sideline. Inside the 15 and down close to the 10-yard line. Forced out of bounds at the 11. However, there's a flag down, and this is coming back.
Yeah, holding on Lang probably because Willie Young absolutely got held, or he'd have been chasing Rodgers down from behind.
Three flags out there, so obviously quite a few folks
holding.
Saw it.
Offense number 71. 10-yard penalty. Repeat first down.
They call it on Josh Sitton right there next to T.J. Lang.
Well, Young took the inside route again. He got over the face of Lang, the tackle, came between the guard center gap, and sitting the guard literally grabbed his arm and wouldn't let it go, and the referees saw it, threw the flag. Packers now have to overcome a 10-yard penalty.
First and 20, Green Bay from the 47. They would have had it down at the 11-yard line. Cobb in motion right to left. Rodgers takes quick throw left side, got it to Cobb, trying to get outside, and does. To the 45, to the 40, and dives down for a couple of extra yards down to the 38, close to the original line of scrimmage, picks up 9. Nice blocking out there from fellow receivers Jordy Nelson and Donald Driver. They pick up 9 on first down and look at a second down and 11.
But give offensive coordinator Tom Clements and, of course, Mike McCarthy, the coach, a lot of credit. They go to a quick passing game. When they see pressure, they really protect Rodgers going to a quick pass game.
Rodgers takes the quick snap out of the gun, stepping up in the pocket, in trouble. Now rolling to his left. Coxon throws with a flag down. Incomplete. Just threw it away. The Lions were closing in. Big pressure coming that time.
And again, the Lion front four causing lots of problems for Green Bay's protection. Holding. Gets another holding call.
Offense number 62. 10-yard penalty. Repeat second down.
Evan Dietrich Smith called for the hold. Second penalty of the day against him. Two holds against the Packers on this series alone. And that'll back it up now. Instead of a third down and 11, they'll back it up. It'll be second down now.
And the key
21.
And here's where the Lion defense has to be really careful with Green Bay. They're a great screen team, and they're a great draw team. And this is kind of down second and forever where, you know, they kind of dial that up.
Lions go three down linemen. Rodgers takes the shotgun snap, throws over the middle, got it to Cobb. He's hit and dropped immediately by Stephen Tulloch. Dropped him at the 44-yard line. It's a gain of 4, and that'll bring up 3rd and 17 now in a scoreless game with 8:45 to go in the first. Boy, they do everything they can to try to get Cobb in open space, and he is so good with you. Let him get there.
He's the Green Bay Packers, Percy Harvin. Find a way to get him the ball in some room, with some room, because he can literally hit a home run every time.
Got 3 catches today and a run as well. 3rd down, 17. Packers from the Lions, 44. Empty backfield. Rodgers out of the gun. 4-man rush. Rodgers with time. Looks, loads, and throws complete down to the 31-yard line. Shy of first down yardage, but a good gain and puts him in field goal range. They pick up 13 on the catch by James Jones. And it'll be 4th down now and 3 to go. Brandy, I think they're going to go for it.
I can't believe this. Be careful now on the hard count, because they're only 4 yards away. The Packers may try to pull the Lions offsides and get a free one here.
Line of scrimmage, the 31. They need to get just inside the Lion 28. They're going for it on 4th down. Rodgers out of the gun, takes the snap, 4-man rush. Rodgers in trouble, throws wide of his intended target, Randall Cobb. And the Lions will take over on downs.
That one surprises me, Dan, unless they don't have a lot of faith in Crosby to get the job done. But that one surprises me.
Pressure coming from Ndamukong Suh and Willie Young, and the Lions defense stands tall. Scoreless game. Lions have it back, 7:33 to go. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Hey, John, how you doing? So, welcome back to my new and improved dental office.
Yeah, your new waiting room looks great.
Thanks, I'm glad you noticed. All right, so, let's see what we can do about that cavity. Hey, by the way, how's your store doing?
Well, we're really busy these days.
So are we. So, I thought it was about time to upgrade our dental equipment, too.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get to financing?
Financing? Oh, really easy. I just talked to Citizens Bank.
Citizens Bank?
Yeah, they worked with me to put together a loan that fit my plans to grow. You know, they wanted to get to know me, my business, and they helped us get a loan decision fast.
That's great.
Yeah, it sure was refreshing. They really seem to like working with businesses like mine. I mean, they even helped us after we got the loan, you know? Gave us advice on managing our cash flow. Best service I ever got from a bank.
Well, how can I get a hold of them to talk about my business?
You can call 877-CITIZENS.
What's that again?
I said call 877-CITIZENS.
Citizens Bank, member FDIC.
It's a Hail Mary. Jones pulls it in. Touchdown!
Yeah!
I'm in Jay Ross's living room. Jay, your team just won the game. What are you going to do next?
I'm going to break open another bottle of Crown Royal.
Excuse me?
We got to celebrate. Woo! Going to celebrate with some Crown.
There you have it. Jay Ross saying the words every fan longs to hear. I'm going to break out another bottle of Crown Royal.
Celebrate football's biggest moments with Crown Royal. Please drink responsibly. Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume, 2012, The Crown Royal Company, Norwalk, Connecticut.
We all know the Bernstein family of lawyers. I like them and I trust them. If you're injured, call 1-800-CALL-SAM. Get the Bernstein Advantage today. Best call you'll ever make.
.733 to go first quarter. The Lions have it back, first and 10 from their own 31. After the Packers went for fourth down and three and failed. So the Lions go to a pistol formation. Stafford in the shotgun. LeSure deep back behind him. Stafford takes, turns, fakes the give to LeSure, steps up in the pocket, being pressured. Now he throws. Incomplete, in and out of the hands. Should have been caught at midfield by Calvin Johnson. Got to make that catch.
Man, I just don't get it. That's three catchable passes in three possessions. The Lion receivers haven't come up with now. Calvin's the last one you'd expect to drop.
Well, and you talk about having field position working against you. That gets you out to the 50-yard line with a first down and momentum. Stafford, one of six, missed his last five. Second and 10 from their own 31. Stafford up under center. Turns, fakes the give on the end around to Titus Young, sets up a screen, and that's going to be blown up. Got it to LeSure, and they'll lose yardage. A.J. Hawk had it measured and took him down at the 29-yard line. And that'll bring up a third and 12. T.O.
Dan and Jim, something to keep an eye on down here on the sidelines. Cliff Averill getting stretched out during the timeout, during the first couple of plays the Packers ran by the Lions ran by the training staff. Sore back right now, kind of affecting him. Says he'll be back out there to play, but we'll keep an eye on that injury.
Yeah, that's been something he's been dealing with for most of the season, a back issue. Kevin Smith into the game for the Lions on third and 12. Stafford will operate from the gun. Two receivers right, one left.
Just three men down linemen for the Packers.
They send three. Stafford rolls the pocket to the right side. Pumps, now sets, throws deep, wants Calvin out there. Packer territory, inside the 20, and caught! Megatron falling down backwards and making the grab.
Take a shot downfield, and that's what Stafford did. But I like the fact that they moved the pocket. Three-man rush, they rolled Stafford right, they had max protect, and they let Calvin run and split the safety and the corner, and he was able to get the ball in for a big catch.
53 yards down to the Packer 18-yard line. This trip to the red zone is brought to you by U.S. Park, $8 a day, every day at U.S. Park. Stafford turns, gives, Kevin Smith trying to get outside, finds a little room with a flag down to the 15-yard line, gain of three on the play. Tackle by Morgan Burnett. Let's find out about that flag.
This is going to go against the Packers, and it might be face mask.
We will hear from our referee for
illegal
today.
Illegal use of hands, hands to the face. Defense number 93. 5-yard penalty and a first down.
Penalty called on Eric Walden. By the way, Calvin Johnson goes over 1,000 yards receiving, fourth time in his career, third straight year. Lions have a first down and goal now from inside the 10. Stafford out of the gun, takes the snap, back, looks right, sets, throws, middle, incomplete, wanted Calvin, tipped at the line, caused it to fly a little high, even too high for the 6'5 Megatron. It'll be second and goal.
Well, when Stafford sees Calvin playing and getting a run inside linebacker in coverage underneath, you got to take that shot and let him make a play. He was being covered by A.J. Hawk.
Check it. It's second and one after the penalty. So it is second and one from just inside the 10-yard line, according to the scoreboard. Stafford now out of the shotgun, looking out over that defense he takes. Stands tall in the pocket, throws inside the five. Got Scheffler down to the 3-yard line. Tackled by Casey Hayward, but that's a pickup of six. Now, some confusion. That will take us to third down now. It's third and goal from the 3. Scoreboard had read second and one, but it was, in fact, second and goal after the penalty. So it's now third and goal from the 3. Stafford up under center with Michael LeSure, the lone back. One receiver left, one right. Third and goal from the 3-yard line. Scoreless game. The Lions knock it on the door. Stafford takes three-step drop, pumps, now rolls to his right, looking for somewhere to go. Stafford in trouble, going to get hit, going to go down, back at the 12-yard line. Sacked by Morgan Burnett. Loss of 9 on the play, and that'll bring on Jason Hansen.
Well, again, Calvin Johnson was covered by two Packers, and both of them were mugging him. But the thing is, you got that free 5 yards, and because the play was inside the 5 and Calvin was near the front of the end zone, they were just all over him like two defenders on a gunner and a punt, and he couldn't break free from that kind of contact.
Be a 30-yard field goal attempt. Hash mark right side. Lions trying to get on the board first. Hansen's ready. Good snap, spot down, kick on the way. It is up and good. And the Lions lead by a score of 3-0 with 4:24 to go first quarter. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
They say, given you shall receive. And at McDonald's, that's actually true. Make at least a $10 Arch Card purchase for the special someone's in your life and get a free medium McCafe drink for yourself. After all, no good deed should go unrewarded, especially when the reward's so tasty.
Purchase $10 worth of McDonald's Arch Cards for anyone on your list and enjoy a free medium McCafe drink of your choice. For a limited time at participating McDonald's, terms and conditions apply.
Honey?
Yeah?
Be honest.
Okay.
Do you love me solely because of my devastating good looks?
Yes.
But what about my brain?
Eh.
How about now?
Wow.
A veritable feast all ordered off McDonald's dollar menu.
A beefy McDouble sandwich, fruit and yogurt parfait, a refreshing sweet tea.
All delicious and only a buck each.
I was so wrong, honey.
That's all right.
Now I do love you for your brain.
And my dimpled chin.
Eh.
McDonald's dollar menu. The simple joy of being smart. Participate in McDonald's, a la carte only.
A message from one of the co-founders of ADAM, the American Divorce Association for Men.
Gentlemen, going through a divorce is tough and even more difficult when your rights are not being protected. Do you know why it may not be a good idea to move out of the house, or that it may matter who files first, or how child custody, support, and property division are decided? ADAM specializes in representing men in divorce. Call us and let us explain the law, how it applies to your situation, and what should be done to protect you. Call ADAM at 248-356-ADAM. That's 248-356-2326, or on the web at AdamDivorceLaw.com.
ABC Warehouse beats all deals on the top 5 brands of HD TVs. This week, get an LG 60-inch 1080p HD TV for just $9.99 or less. ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale.
Matt Derry in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios with an NFL update. Houston's taken a 7-0 lead on Jacksonville in the first. Matt Schaub to Keyshawn Martin, the MSU Spartans' first NFL touchdown. Back to Dan, Jim, and Tony, Ford Field.
All right, Diesel, thank you very much. 4:24 to go first quarter here. Lions 3, Packers nothing. Lions set to kick it off. Randall Cobb back deep for Green Bay. You had better be careful here. This kid is lightning. Hansen paces off his run-up, and here we go. Sends it on its way. Angles it to his right. Cobb moves to his left. Fields it at the 2-yard line. Trying to come across the field. Now he cuts it up at the numbers. Hit and taken down at the 19-yard line, and that's where the Packers will take over. First down and 10. Stephon Logan with a tackle on special teams. 3-0 Lions lead, 4:17 to go first quarter. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, if you're thinking about getting a new truck, you're probably thinking about fuel economy. And maybe you're thinking about what else you'll get or won't get with an engine that's efficient. You know, like is there plenty of torque, which you're going to need. Because unless you're using your truck to deliver pizzas, you ain't getting anything done without it. Torque is power. It pulls trailers, hauls dirt, drags boulders. Torque is what gets the cap off your beer. And only the Ford F-150 with available EcoBoost has the best combination of torque and fuel economy, which comes in handy whether you're hauling a pile of lumber or a big stack of cheese and pepperoni pies. Think about that. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150, built Ford tough.
Based on torque and EPA estimated 16 city, 22 highway miles per gallon. 3.5 liter V6 4x2. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR non-hybrid versus comparable competitive engines. EcoBoost versus 2013 GM 5.3 liter, Ram and Toyota 5.7 liter, and Nissan 5.6 liter V8 engines. Don't drink and drive.
The quarterback relies on protection from the offensive line to do his job.
Your wireless lifestyle can have the same kind of protection with ProtectCell. ProtectCell takes the worry out of a wireless lifestyle. With all of the activities happening on smartphones and tablets, there's a greater risk of expense. So why not protect yourself with ProtectCell? Whether it's the content on your phone, your identity, or the device itself, they'll protect it. Go to ProtectCell.com to learn more or to find an authorized dealer near you.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan wants to remind men that most men's health issues like prostate cancer are highly curable if caught in the early stages. Learn more at ahealthiermichigan.org/Movember.
All right, back here at Ford Field, 3-0 Lions on top, 4:17 to go, first quarter. Packers offense back on the field, first and 10 from their own 19. Rodgers directing traffic, sending two receivers to the left, one to the right. Randall Cobb is the running back. To the right of Rodgers is in the gun. Rodgers takes, sets, throws, incomplete, in and out of the hands of James Jones to the 24-yard line. Well covered on the play as well. But Jacob Lacy was out there, as was Drayton Florence.
Rodgers missed Cobb big time. Cobb was lined up as a running back, as you called, Dan. He went out into the right flat, and no Lion went with him.
That's a recipe for disaster if you're a defense. He does not need much of an open. This time James Starks back in there to the right of Rodgers. He's in the gun, second and 10. Rodgers takes, fakes the quick throw, hands off instead to Starks. Cross the 20, out to the 22-yard line. DeAndre Levy and Ndamukong Suh, as if I needed to tell you, make the tackle there.
Well, Levy got him low, and Suh finished him off. And when I say Suh finished him off, it's
bent him like a pretzel.
Well, it's kind of like an understatement. Finished him off isn't nearly enough to indicate what he did.
Brings up third down and 6. Rodgers out of the gun, crowd making noise.
And they've got Suh out there playing left defensive end.
Rodgers hard count, Lions don't bite. Now he takes third and 6, back to pass. Pressure comes from behind, Rodgers throws, got a complete Jordy Nelson. Across the 35 and out to the 37-yard line. Gain of 14 on the play and a first down for the Packers.
You know, they wanted Suh to get a matchup out there on T.J. Lang, and he went inside and kind of took the guard and the tackle double team, and the loop outside by the inside man just didn't get home as Rodgers delivered on the third down completion.
First and 10. Offset eye, power left, deep back. Starks. Rodgers up under center, turns, gives to Starks, looks for the cutback lane right. Got a little bit across the 40 to the 41-yard line. Picks up 3 on the play. Justin Durant with the tackle. They'll bring up 2nd and 7. Today's game brought to you by ABC Warehouse, official electronics provider of the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
In this series, the Lion front four doing a much better job, I think, at the line of scrimmage. Early on, we saw some running room for the running backs. They're getting much less now. The creases and the holes are smaller.
Three tight ends in the game for the Packers. Finley, Crabtree, Williams all in there on 2nd down and 7. Starks is the back. Rodgers going to call timeout. Play clock is down to 3 seconds. Rodgers wasn't going to be able to get it off. Burns a timeout and heads to the sideline. We should pass along our condolences to the family and many friends of a good friend of yours. Passed away this week, Sonny Elliott, Detroit legend, and will be missed by many.
The world is a little less fun today that Sonny Elliott is gone, but boy, what a champion of the city of Detroit. What an absolute delight he was to be around. I feel grateful to have had the opportunity to be on this planet at the same time as he was and share a friendship. He was just incredible, and we will miss him.
We were lucky enough to have him up here and join us in the booth several times, and it was always fun, always made us laugh.
Well, he loved Detroit. He loved the sports teams. He loved the Red Wings. You know, he once had a legitimate, filed with the league office NHL contract. And the only stipulation in the contract was he had to go on one road trip with the Detroit Red Wings.
That's because the brass knew that he'd make it fun. That's why they wanted him.
Exactly right. And we will miss him big time.
2nd and 7. Packers get back at it. Rodgers up under center. Turns. Gives to Starks. Trying to bounce outside. Going to get hit and drop for a loss. back at the 39-yard line. Steven Tulloch bolting through there from his middle linebacker spot and dropping him for a loss of two. That'll bring up third and nine.
That's that stretch play. And what they'll run off of that, and you've seen it, Dan, 100 times, the naked bootleg where Rodgers fakes the stretch and comes out on a rollout the opposite way. Watch for it.
Four receivers in the game for the Pack on third and nine. Alex Green, the running back, to the right of Rodgers, who operates from the gun. He's got it. Back, pressured, sliding away from it now, throwing on the run and completing it to Donald Driver. Driver's got it for a first down to the 49-yard line of Detroit. How in the world did Rodgers ever get out of that pressure and turn it into a 12-yard gain and a first down?
Did I say something about his escapability?
Avril, Sue, Vandenbosch all had a chance at it.
He is remarkable at that. And despite the fact that he's a great pocket passer, his ability to escape pressure is, I think, one of his most underrated skills.
Just kept the drive alive right there. First and 10 now from the Lion 49. Rodgers turns, gives to Starks. Starks leaps the man at the line of scrimmage and gets down to the 47-yard line, picks up two. Willie Young with the tackle. It'll be second and eight. Fans want to remind you to make DetroitLions.com a part of your daily routine. DetroitLions.com provides you with daily video features, fantasy football analysis, contests, player diaries, matchup previews, and exclusive coverage from Lions insiders Tim Twentyman and lead columnist Mike O'Hara. DetroitLions.com. Check out the app. Second down, seven to go. Call it second and eight. Rodgers looks right now on the delay. Hands off. Starks has it inside the 45 and down to the 43-yard line. Tackled there by Steven Tulloch, and that should take us to the end of the first quarter. Lions lead it 3-0. Packers on the move, though. That's where we will pick things up in the second quarter from Ford Field. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are hard at work this month helping to raise awareness for men's health. Because most men's health issues, like prostate cancer, are highly curable if caught in the early stages. You can show your support for men's health in a couple of ways. You can start by growing a manly mustache in November and by pledging to schedule an appointment with your doctor today. Because real men take care of their health. Real men see their doctor regularly, and real men grow mustaches in November to prove it. To learn more, visit ahealthiermichigan.org/Movember. And while you're there, be sure to check out the video with Detroit Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford and former Lions offensive tackle Ken Dalifor. And when you grow a mustache for November, and I know you will, tweet a picture of your stash to #ShowYoMo. That's #ShowYoMo. Together, we can change the face of men's health in Michigan.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Between frozen toes, a runny nose, and bulky clothes, it's pretty easy to know when it's time to get winter tires, and it's even easier to know just where to get them.
At Bell Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest tire price period on just the right winter tires for your ride. Our experts will help you choose the right winter tire for your vehicle and your budget so you can get where you're going in bad winter weather. And with our optional tire storage program, we'll clean and store your off-season tires in our climate-controlled warehouse so you don't have to lug them home again. Then we'll reinstall them for you when the weather changes.
Wow, a valet service for my tires. Nice. I got the lowest tire price and room in my garage to park the car. I'm beginning to like winter.
It's not your usual tire store. It's Bell Tire. Better at every turn.
This Friday only, don't miss the first ever Bell Tire Black Friday sale, where you'll save $50 off a set of any four tires. To the Bell Tire nearest you, call 1-888-GO-BELL or go to belltire.com. Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.